Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Tom from Healthy Referral Newspaper in sunny Cleveland, Ohio. I've been publishing a newspaper on natural health for many, many years, and we bring each week different guests that are doing fascinating things for the community, for different nonprofit organizations to help out people's overall well-being, from financial health to nutritional wealth and all different topics related to that. Today we have a fascinating guest from Hunter Brothers Coffee, a disabled veteran-owned company out of Western Pennsylvania. So let's get right into it. And I think we have Tim on the line. Are you there, Tim?
I am, Tom, and good morning. And it's sunny in Pittsburgh for once also.
We should make a note of this and send out the interview to everybody. We did an interview on a sunny day in both cities.
Yes.
Tim, can you give us a little bit, the listeners, a little bit about your background and Hunter Brothers Coffee and where the idea came from and the mission behind it?
So first, my background. I've been in banking and finance since the mid-1990s, soon after college. My brother, Paul, and I founded Hunter Brothers Coffee fast approaching 7 years ago now. And he had retired after 22 years in the military. The mission and kind of the idea behind it was, do we start a company to not only, what can we do with the rest of our lives and as the world keeps changing, but then how can we benefit other people? And since he's been, he's the retired veteran, we do give 10% back. The idea behind coffee roasting, we actually came up with 10 different ideas and went to a retired Giant Eagle executive and talked to him about it. And at the end of the day, he looked at number 10 and said, if you roast good coffee, life will be good for you. So that's why we decided on coffee roasting.
Okay. And then once the Giant Eagle executive gave you the idea, did he give you tips on how to go about this? Because that's a lot of research to get off the ground, I would think.
It is a lot of research. So in my background as a business banker for a few different banks in the Pittsburgh region, I had actually had a customer at one point who is a coffee roaster. So I went to him and asked him if he would be a mentor for us in getting up and started and the best coffees to provide, really everything, how to roast a good coffee. And to his credit, he spends, for the first year, he spent 2 hours a week with us discussing coffee and what we should and should not be getting into. But he continues to mentor us at least for 2 hours once a month, all the way up until last week when I met with him. But that allows us to really to keep focusing on providing good coffee, what's coming up next for coffees. The only thing that he asks for is I don't concentrate on his area of where he sells a lot of his coffee. So I stay out of his area that he's extremely successful in.
So he gave you advice, because I know there's many, quote, coffee companies out there. And what was some of his advice to help separate you or have you stand out, in addition to your mission, on all the other coffees that were out there?
Well, one of the things that he did tell us is don't try to be that coffee company that is everything for everybody. Do we provide a lot of different coffees? Yes. Could we get into other areas of the coffee market, such as the K-cups and a lot of small bags? We could definitely get into that. But as you get into different areas, you tie up a lot of capital. So one of his items is he keeps us out of certain areas. We haven't gotten into K-cups yet, and he sells a lot of them. But he's, you know, his company has been around. He's a third generation in it. So he's been around for 70 years. So we have stayed out of that market for right now. That may change next year, but as of right now, we're not into it. Some of the other items is flavored coffees. A lot of people intensely dislike flavored coffees, but, you know, three of our top five best sellers are flavored coffee. I'm going to say full 75% of our sales are flavored coffees throughout the year, both online and in store. Because of that, you know, most people would say stay away from it, but that's what we sell the most of. So he was always telling us to make sure that we have flavors and plenty of it.
Okay. How did you decide which flavors to go with?
A lot of them, and I'll give a plug for the Old Crow Coffee House in Ambridge, Pennsylvania. We supply all of their coffee, so we're always talking to their customers and seeing what they would like to try. And I'll give you a recent example. Somebody was asking if we could do a raspberry, that they'd heard about raspberry coffee. So we started a raspberry strudel coffee, and not only has that been selling really well, but our blueberry coffee, because of the raspberry, seems to be picking up as well. So people, if they're picking up one fruit-flavored coffee, they tend to buy a second fruit-flavored coffee. And who knew that a fruit-flavored coffee would do well? And well, also, a lot of the flavored coffees, they actually work well as iced coffees. It adds a nice flavor to it without adding sugar to it.
Did he give you advice on where to source the flavors that would be in line with your quality production?
Well, all the flavors, they're not we go through an oil-based flavor, and where he actually helps out, if Hunter Brothers Coffee would go out and order the flavors, it would be a lot more expensive. He averages about 300,000 pounds a month in coffee roasted and sold, and our 5,000 pounds to 10,000 pounds a month is way down the list. But we are able to piggyback on his purchasing power, and where he gets discounts because he's buying truckloads at a time, and same with the flavors. He's buying, you know, 10 cases of flavoring at a time. We're able to then get a discount because we're just buying one jug of flavoring instead of 12 cases of flavoring.
Okay. I noticed in your write-up, in your article, you emphasize small batch. For those that don't understand the significance of that or the benefits of that, can you briefly cover what small batch roasting means?
Yes. There's different types of roasters out there. There is some roasters that'll do 3 to 5 pounds. A lot of people will get that for roasting at home. A small batch roaster is doing 40 to 50 pounds at a time. Why is that good? It is good because it's giving you a more even roast on all your coffee beans. If you have ever, you know, got coffee out, you're at a restaurant, you're at a coffee shop, and you're saying, this coffee is really giving me heartburn, there's a little bit of the green still in there. And that could happen on the large roasters. And large roasters, they can range anywhere from 300 to 500 pounds at a time. So you do not get the even roast all the way through. Some of those beans could be roasted dark on the outside, and then if the mixing is not going on right, they will then be a little undone if it's not done properly.
And how long of a process is it once you start with the beans, start roasting them, from when you start roasting them to when you're able to sell them? How long of a process is it?
Well, it doesn't take that long to roast them, you know, 30 minutes to an hour, depending on what we're roasting. Then they have to cool down overnight. We do not sell anything that's hot. We do an extra step to our roaster or to our process. We actually, at that point there, if the coffee is not being flavored, we go ahead and pack those into 5-pound bags and seal those bags. It helps keep the beans fresher. So even if you walk into our store and you're picking up the beans off the shelf, we keep those sealed in vented bags to try to keep oxidation and aging out of the process as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we do flavor it, when we're Yeah, it is. It is a completely different process than when you walk into some of the coffee shops and they have the beans in the large oak barrels. Those oak barrels tend to suck the oil and the flavoring off of the beans. So if you've ever gone into those stores, made that purchase, you know, at that point there, you may feel that the coffee didn't taste like you thought it was going to, or you thought that it smelled like. That's because those oak barrels will leach out your flavoring.
Wow, so it's oxidizing is what you're saying in, as it's being stored.
Yeah.
So to speak. Wow, interesting. There's a lot that goes behind the scenes that people don't realize, you know, what goes in from when they get the finished product, they don't realize all the steps that you have to go through to get to that stage and still keep it quality.
Yeah.
Can you briefly summarize or, how you see Hunter Brothers coffee evolving, the next, year, couple of years, where you'd like to see it be or become?
Well, as we continue to grow, we are looking to expand our footprint. Most of our orders right now are online orders. Our main store is located in Elwood City, and then we have some satellite stores in Zillinople and Ambridge, and that allows us to continue to expand. The online ordering is where we are growing the fastest, and we want to continue to grow. And, where do we see ourselves in 2 years? Right now, we still rent different pieces of equipment, and we rent a roaster, and we actually go up to our mentor's location after he is closed on Saturday, and we roast our coffee for the next week to 2 weeks Saturday evening, and then go back up Sunday and do the flavoring and the packing. If in the next 2 years we continue to grow the way we are right now, you'll see a roaster being delivered to our location in Elwood City. So then roasting to shipping would go from 5 days to as little as 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then as far as the online is where the most growth is. If offline,
yeah.
What would you like to see? What type of places would you like to see growth in offline?
Offline would be larger restaurants and coffee houses. And when I say larger, we supply Waffles and Caffeinated in Western Pennsylvania. They order once a month. It takes us 2 full days to get all their coffee roasted, bagged, and then delivered to them. A coffee house that is going through 25, 50 pounds a month. We've been expanding that market also. And that allows us to deliver one time, make sure that they're getting the freshest coffee, because then we're just roasting 24 to 48 hours again before delivery.
Wow. So you've really created an amazing niche in the coffee world. Sounds like you had a heck of a mentor knowing where the gaps were in the market, and you filling it in with a great mission. So I compliment you on that.
Thank you.
We want to summarize here, and then we'll send you we're finished here, we'll send you the archive links. You could share this great story with others, and us the same. Can you give us a quick or a brief summary about Hunter Brothers Coffee, how they could, what website if they want to, go ahead and order right now, or just any other quick summary information that you want to provide?
Okay. Well, a few different items. Item number one, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, Brothers with an S, coffee.com, or you can search us in any of your internet browsers at Hunter Brothers Coffee. We do ship all over the continental United States. My one order is going out to Virginia today. Yesterday was California and New Hampshire. So we do ship all over the United States. One item that I do like to share with people is our biggest seller, believe it or not, is Swiss Water Decaf Coffee. So, different items where, there's different processes to pr- processed decaffeinated coffee. A lot of them are chemical processes, but the Swiss water decaf is using thyme, water, and different cleaning agents that have nothing to do with chemicals. And that has been our largest growth. Year over year, we were actually up 378% in our Swiss water decaf. We also do have a Mexican free trade that is an organic coffee. We also have a Peruvian coffee that is organic. So if you're looking for coffee that hasn't been sprayed with pesticides or anything to that effect, that would be the coffees you'd want to look for.
Oh, okay.
If anybody go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying that's great information to know. I didn't mean to go ahead and finish up.
If you're in Western Pennsylvania and you're on our website, you can click on where we sell Saxonburg, Zillionople, Elwood City, Ambridge. We've been steadily expanding, and we love people to stop in and visit with us and tell us your experience with coffee. Why, you know, what was a bad experience? What was a good experience?
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate your wonderful summary and all the things you had to do from start to finish and how you're growing and, you know, carving out a great niche and also your conscious ability to roast and produce it. And so we really give you a high five on all counts here. I appreciate you taking the time today, Tim, to give us a better insight into Hunter Brothers Coffee. So
thank you very much.
We will sign off here, and then after it's takes a little while, then we could send you the archive link, and we'll share it, and you're welcome to share the interview with others as well. Thanks again for your time today.
You're welcome. You have a great sunny day in Cleveland.
Likewise in Pittsburgh. And this is Tom, Healthy Referral. We were interviewing Tim from Hunter Brothers Coffee, great veteran-owned coffee company in Western Pennsylvania. That's highly conscious, and check out Hunter Brothers Coffee on your web browser. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon. This is Tom from Healthy Referral signing off. Thanks again.